Sukkah Daf Chav Tes, the last daf in the second parak, here in Maseches Sukkah in Parak HaYoshein, and let's start again with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah, again, this parak, at least most of the parak, has been about the last 5-6 blot, have been about the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. Mitzvah of sitting, how many meals does one have to eat in the sukkah, how much does one have to eat in the sukkah. There are many machlokas rishonim that we touched on and that we didn't touch on. Just for example, we'll hopefully get to it later in the masechta, when do you make the bracha, why is the minhag to only make the bracha when you eat in the sukkah and not when you sit in the sukkah, right? That is not mafurish in the Gemara. As some discussion in the rishonim, Rabbi Natam and others, and the Rambam. So there are a number of issues that, Beth Hashem, we will have to come back to, but that has been our discussion over the past couple of days, and yesterday we discussed who is chayav to sit in the sukkah. Men, women, children, geirim, avadim, all of the those discussions of those categories of people. So the Mishnah said, though, now in general, kol shivas hayamim, adam oseh sukkaso keva, ubeso arai. All 7 days, we must make our sukkah keva and our house arai. And we mentioned, interestingly, from the Shor HaMitzvah Balacha, meaning the object of the sukkah, the chetzah shel sukkah, has to be arai. But the yeshiva in the sukkah has to be keva. And Chazal did not institute the opposite, because it has to be connected to the shita that says sukkahs mamish, shita that we have back on Daf Yud Aleph, that for sure it has to be, the chetzah has to be arai, even according to the one that says, not an akavit, it's still not a physical structure, even if it might have been considered physical, permanent for us. So that's why it fits that the base bias is arai, even though the yeshiva is keva. The noun is arai and the verb is keva. That's what's required from us. Yardu gashamim, what happens if it starts raining in the sukkah? What is the halacha? What do? So I can leave, right? Mitztar padam on a sukkah. If I have a leak in my house, I will leave my house. So too, if I have a leak in my sukkah, yardu gashamim. So how long do I have to wait? Me'emasai mutulafanos. When could I take out the kalim and leave the sukkah? Mishatisrach ha-mikpah, when the food, when the oatmeal, mikpah is like a stew, when it gets ruined, meaning it's, which is a very, very early stage in the rain. It doesn't mean you don't have to wait until it gets soaked, right? When it starts raining and it's bothersome, so then I can leave, and I should leave even the sukkah according to what we paskin. Let's continue, and then there's a lot to say about the Mishnah. Mashal, mashal, amadav edome. What's the mashal behind this Mishnah? What's the mashal of when it rains in the sukkah? La'evet shabalim zokos l'rabo. It's like a servant that is coming to pour wine, pour a cup for his master. V'shafach lo kitan alpanav, and he poured it all over his face. And therefore, that is like what we're doing. We go into the sukkah to try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have it rain, and the shafach lo kiton upon it. It is a simen klala. Simen klala when it rains. The Bikur Yaakov quotes here in the Aruch Laner that maybe it's only if it hasn't rained in a long time, and finally the first night of sukkah it starts raining. It's been raining for 2 weeks, and included in that is the first night of sukkah. That's not dafka, simen klala. It's been raining for 2 weeks, and it continues. That's the ha'ara that the Bikurah Yaakov has. Okay, a lot to talk about on this Mishnah. We'll go backwards. First, we'll start with the Vilna Gaon. Many Sfarim quote the Vilna Gaon on the second half of the Mishnah. And that is, what exactly is the mashal of Evet Shabal Limzo Kos L'Rabo V'Shafach Lo Kitan Alpanav? How do I understand that? So the Gra explains that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are known as Yemei HaDin. As we know, there's Yom HaDin, but even Yom Kippur is Din. Right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have Sukkot, which is the Lulav and the Sukkah, V'chulu, and there Yemei HaRachamim, to kind of balance out the Yomim Noraim. We have extreme days of Din, and then we have Sukkot, which, as we know, is a special Din of Simcha on Sukkot. Right? It says, Sabachta B'chagecha, more on Sukkot than any of the other holidays. Says the Gra, because that's a balance. Those are days of Simcha and of Rachamim through the mitzvos that surround us, that of the Sukkah, of the Dal and Minim. So we balance out the Yamim Noraim. Ki hu yisbarach enu chafet chas v'shalom l'fashar adinim ki im she yisharu betofim v'rosam kasher ayu. He wanted to be specifically balanced out properly. That's why he gives us days like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and he gives us days of Sukkot. But when it rains and we're not able to be in the Sukkah, so then that is a reflection. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give us so much Rachmanis. Why? Because we have Din, and then we have Rachamim, and we've canceled in the Sukkah, then we're losing out this balance. We're losing out the dilution. Hinei ze eid mischak ne'emon, when it rains, ki hu yisbarach eino chafetz chas v'shalom, l'fasher adinim. When it rains, that Hashem doesn't want us in the sukkah, that shows that Hashem just wants us din. Ki im shisharu betokfa mugvurasam. Says that's the inyan of the mashal. The eved is ba limzog. Limzog means pour, but limzog also means to dilute. Like they used to do in the days of the Gemara, when the wine was very strong. They had one quarter wine and three quarters water, right? It was very, you had to dilute it. So the eved is ba limzog. Limzog is levatel charifuso, to dilute its sharpness. V'ha'adon shafach hamayim hala, and the master pours out the water, shafach, because what's the language? The shafach lo ketone, right? The Gemara's Bedayik. It says, eved ba limzog kos larabo, the kos of wine he wants to dilute, and the adon is shafach ketone. What's the ketone? The ketone is a different kli. It's full of water. So if you want to dilute it, he spills out the water. It says, that's what it's like. When it rains, la mechein erotzeh hamazika. That's the simin klala on the chag. It's a simin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be mefasher, doesn't want to dilute the experience of din with rachamim. So that is the last line. Going back a little bit now in the Mishnah, major machlokes rishonim. Does this halacha of yardu gushamim apply even on the first night of Sukkot? First night of Sukkot, we know, is different. We learned 2 days ago, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, we have the Gzeir Shavav, Tesvav, Tesvav, and that's how we know that there is a Chiyuv, even according to the Rabbanon, who say that the whole week of Sukkot, Yiboy Achel, Yiboy Lo Achel, right? But the first night, Ba'erf Tochlu Matzos, and we have Gzeir Shavav, Tesvav, Tesvav, so there is a Chiyuv of Achila. So we mentioned then already. So once I learned this Chiyuv of Achila on Sukkot, what type of Achila is that? Is that like an achila, like any achila, just like there's an achilas matzah, there's achilas besukkah, which is for example, a kizayis, or does this achila take upon itself unique characteristics because it is on sukkahs? And that was the machlokas we had, maybe you have to eat a kibetza in the sukkah on the first night, because it has to be an achilas keva. Or do I say that kizayis has a chashivas that first night, because of the mitzvah? That's what we discussed then. Another interesting machlokas we shown him is, what about yardu gushamim on the first night? We know in general, there is the halacha of mitzta'er patur min ha-sukkah. If it's raining, I leave the sukkah. So what happened about the first night? Says the Rush in Maseches Brachas in the second parak, the patur of mitzta'er does not apply on the first night of sukkahs. And therefore, even if it's raining, you got to make sure to eat at least a kizayis in the sukkah. That is what the Rush says. And who argues the Rashba? The Rashba in Tshuva. I'll read you the Rashba in Chelek Beis. Simin Ayin Ches. Sorry, Chelek Dalet. Simin Ayin Ches. O Sha'alta. Lel Rishon Shal Sukkah. So Yardu Gushamim. O Mitzta'er. Mimchayev Al Kolpanim Lechol Kizayis O Kabetza Besukkah. Kivan she'ein kol kach tsar ba'achila shir beitza olo, says the Rashba, tshuva nirin li advarim, she'ein hamitzta'er v'asher yardu olav gishamim chayavim ad kedei shetizrach hamikwa lecha basukah. No! Teishu ke'ein tadu ramrinam. Ula olam lochiva hatora lecha basukah ela kederach she'osa adam bebeiso. Always, even the first night, teishvu kein taduru. De im isa lo efshar de lo lame rohaki begemara. If the first night was different, the Gemara would have said it. Gemara would have said it. V'hadi afina rabbanan tesvav tesvav michaga matzos, the gzeir shava, lav lameimra, if not to tell me. Shiehe chayiv al kolpanim, le'echol besukka laila rishona afila b'makam tzara. The mitzar pateru. No, the gzeir shava is not telling me that the patur of mitzar does not apply. This is a mitzvah achila, just like matzah. And even by matzah, you don't have a patur. I don't like matzah so much. Okay, you don't have to eat. No. Only by sukkah. This is the only mitzvah. The only mitzvah that there is such a built-in patur that if you're uncomfortable, you don't have to do it. But every other mitzvah, we never have that, and it's only because of teishu kein taduru. That's the reason. So says the Rashba, that does not change on the first night. Elahecha delo mitztar chayev lecho b'layla rishon, v'sulo mechayev delo kriyev liyezer, v'lo shamanu shechilku bein layla rishon, l'shar yamim leilos. Omisha mechayev, alav haraya. Right? Whoever wants to change it, he has to bring the proof of Anu lo shamanua v'lo re'inua. That is the Rashba. Now, what do we paskin? Machlokas Rashba and the Rash. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Tuf, Reish, Lamites, Sif, Hey. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Quoting our Mishnah, so if it starts raining, go inside. And then the Ramah says, this is all on the other days of Sukkot. Avalayla harishona. Sarach lechol kezayis basuka af im geshamim yardim tur v'haran v'harush. The Ramah quotes the opinion of the Rush. Even if it's raining, we have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. V'yekadish basuka kedesh yomer zman al sukkah, and you make kiddush in the sukkah. That is what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes the Rush. But if you look in the other the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes yish od midoli harishonim. The Rashba, the Ravid, Tosfos. And he quotes, this is what the Gras says, and this is what the Mamar Mordechai says. The Sfira Lehu, no, like the Rashba says. The Gzera Shava, Lava Achi Asya, Vein Lechalik, Va'alkein Yechriyu Kama Achronim, because of this Machlokas we shown him, even though the Ramah says to do it, but Achronim, or Machriya, the Prima Gadim, and the Tzlach, and the Chaya Adam, that even if you do it, don't make a bracha. The after mechuyev lechol basuka machmas safek, we're machmir on that side to assume that you still have to do it, but we have to be machmir the other way too. Maybe there is no mitzvah now, and you shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah, and therefore you can't make the bracha. Safek bracha leishi basuka lo yivarech. The safek bracha is lahakel. That is what the Mishnah Berurah is machriya between this machlokas. Sit in the sukkah, but don't make the bracha. Od kasvu. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, quoting also from the Achronim, "Deroi lahamtin ar chatzos halayla pen yavar hageshem." You have to wait. That's only the first night. You have to wait until the geshem, until the rain passes. Dim yavar yikanis lasukah, because if it stops raining, go in. You can make leishim asukah and eat, and then you yotze lekulei alma. V'yesh me'achronim. Then he quotes. Others say, "No way. Wait till chatzos. Ain kedai lahamtin al kol kach. Dim yavtim me'makilas bnei beso agadola v'aktanim." Ein lecha meniyas simchas yantiv yosei mizeh. We recorded this in the past on the Shus Yaakov. A chumra that steps on the toes of another halacha. This case, simchas yantiv. I'm going to wait till the middle of the night in order to eat. No way. Right? So that's another machlokas ha-poskim, achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And one has to use their head. One has to use their head in terms of, is it going to stop raining? Is it pouring? What's the forecast? If it's going to be a little wait or not. So that is the discussion of the first night of Sukkot in the rain. Again, machlokas rishonim, machlokas ha-poskim, and it continues. What happens in general? What happens if it's not the first night and it's raining? It's not the first night, it's raining. So that is the Ramah. The Ramah quotes, if somebody stays in the sukkah when it is raining, so they are not doing the proper behavior based on halacha. The Ramah quotes the line, a much quoted line, Kol ha-pater min ha-sukkah ve'eno yotze misham, eino makabel lav schar ve'einon ela hedyotos. If you sit in the sukkah when you're pater from it, so you're being a fool, the Ramah says. It's raining. Right, why such a strong lashon? So some say, because maybe it's not just that you're not doing the mitzvah, but it loses its status of a sukkah when it's raining. There's a hafkos shem sukkah, so what are you doing? What is it subjective? But if it's raining and you're getting wet, so that's what the Ramah says. So there is, maybe what you're referring to, some stories of a number of the great tzaddikim throughout the generations. Kama, Piskei Tshuva's quotes, Kama misifrei gedolei adoros, he quotes this from some of the Rebbe's, that liyashi minag anshi maisa shegam ba'esi read this kashamim yoshim asuka, and they eat their meal there even in the rain, especially the first night, but even in the rain. Why? Because they say it's more mitztayer for me to have to leave the sukkah even when it's raining than to sit in the sukkah and get rained on. So they have more mitztayer that way. Okay, that's what, if somebody has a mesorah to do that, then that is what the some of the sources quote. But the simple interpretation of the Ramah is that right? The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says not to do it. The Ramah says ke'ein hedyotos. But again, this is the halacha. The Ramah does add that when you leave the sukkah when it's raining, don't celebrate. Oh, great! We can be inside. It's rainy out here anyway. I'm so glad. Chas v'shalom. Because yotzei min asukah mikoach hagashamim al yivayid v'yotzei. Don't kick it down. Al yetzei k'nichna ke'evet shemozei kozal rabo shalach alpanav. Right, like this, you have to remember this Mishnah. Right, remember that with Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Hashem tested the umos ha'olam. We'll test them with the mitzvah of sukkah. A mitzvah shein bo chizaron kiss, and he makes it hot, and they leave, and they kick the sukkah down. And the Gemara says, but they're putter. The answer is, okay, they're putter, but don't go out and kick the sukkah down. Don't be angry, right? Be sad. Be nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What about benching?
So, depends, you have to eat. If you make a kiddush, you can make kiddush in the sukkah, eat a kezias, then have in mind to go inside and eat and bench inside. Eat the rest of your meal inside. If you eat the rest of your meal inside, you can bench inside. Right? Just have in mind to that gets into the sugyas of kiddush b'makom suda and hilchos brachos, but that is so you can bench inside as long as you ate the rest of your suda inside. Okay, we continue. If you want to look at the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasher Klavar also has a tshuva relating to the issue of staying in the sukkah even when it's raining. And he quotes the different dayas, how it's possible. There are two different elements of sukkah. He says the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah and the mitzvah of eating. And he says maybe the second one can be fulfilled even in the sukkah. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana. Kol shevasa yamim adam oseh sukkaso keva ubeso arai. All 7 days of sukkahs, a person makes his sukkah keva and beso arai. As we emphasized at the end of shiur yesterday, it doesn't just say, make your sukkah keva. It says beso arai. Meaning, we have to change our center of our existence on sukkahs. Whatever we do, ketzad, hayilo kelim na'im ma'alan l'sukkah. If I have beautiful, nice kelim, bring it to the sukkah. Matza os na'os ma'alan l'sukkah. Nice mattresses, nice sheets, bring it to the sukkah. Ochel v'shoseh u'metayah b'sukkah. Eat and drink, do everything in the sukkah. Metayah b'sukkah. That's what one should be involved in. What about stam shmoozing? What if I just want to shmooze with my friend? Sichas chulin. Right, yes, we had at the beginning of the parak that even the sichas chulin of Talmidei Chachamim, Srich and Limud, we had that for Rabbi Gamliel. But what about all of us? Right, yesterday we also had, twice in this parak, right, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Eliezer were never sach sichas chulin b'yameihem. Okay, they were on a certain level. But all of us, let's say we have sichas chulin, let's say we're just schmoozing. Should that lachanchila be done in the sukkah? Or lachanchila not be done in the sukkah? We're not talking about Torah. We're just talking about life, right? Schmoozing. So is that a better appropriate teshul keta duru? So do it in the sukkah. You're schmoozing, just do it in the sukkah. You're doing a mitzvah. Or do I say no? The sukkah is a makam kedusha. Let's say in a shul, you wouldn't say, oh, you know what? Might as well just go do it in the shul. No, he would say, but that could go out of the shul. Right, if somebody is having just stam conversations, right, realize the makom. So what should one do in this regard? So the Maharil quotes, Adam ha-mesaper m'chaveiro yisaper imo b'sukkah. The Maharil says, go into the sukkah. And the Maharivayel also, the mesachik b'sukkos yischak b'sukkah. You're playing a game? Go play a game in the sukkah. Just do it. Just live life in the sukkah, even if it's not a davar shebekdusha. But the Shlach Kadosh, as you might have guessed, the Shlach Kadosh Kasav, Minog Mori, Ol Vashalom, Shalo Ledaver Betoch HaSukkah Ela B'Divrei Torah, Ki Mitzvah Sukkah Kedushasa Gedola, VeHa'ed, how do I know? Atzi Sukkah, Chalaleh HaKedusha. At the Gemara we had Daftas, Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, V'Hayno Shalo Diber Shmuos Klal, Kamo B'Beis HaKnesses. Wow, just like in a shul. Ava Misha Medaber Tzorach Leilich L'Sukkah, Achein, mischok yizar yoser v'yoser b'yam ma'ela, dem yischok tzorach lios pasukka v'yischala kedusha sukka aydei zeh, uv'prashi mei sukka him yimei adin, shaptakim lo nimsru l'shluchim al leil shmini atzeres, right, the chasim is not done until later, and therefore bal nefesh yochush la'atzmo, says the shlah, la'asok b'yimei asukis, b'tor v'mitzvah, b'sipcha shal mitzvah, v'lo b'schok v'kal asor shal lashon hara. V'gam ezer ha'shlah ma'osh lo lichos b'sukka, not to get angry in the sukka. That is all the discussion of the Bikurei Yaakov. So there's a balance. The balance of being in the sukkah and just making sure that the levity stays appropriate. Right? If it starts getting into the gray area world, then that would not be appropriate in the sukkah. That's the Bikurei Yaakov here in Teferi Shlamites Sif Beis. In terms of stam shmuzing in the sukkah, Rav Moshe also has a very important tshuva. Somebody asked Rav Moshe, all of our sukkah decorations, would you ever hang those in your house? I would never hang them in the house. Right, some of these grapes, fruit. Do you ever hang like those kind of teshu ketaduru? So what are we doing? We have to make our sukkah like our house. So what do we? We would never beautify our house like this. Okay, maybe some of the pictures we put in our house, but some of the other items that we hang in the sukkah, we would never put in our house. So why is that? Why is that a key of teshuva and taduru? Says Rav Moshe, chelak hei simin lamites os vav. Says Rav Moshe, do it. Be'inyan noy sukkah. Sheyesh mi shepirsamu. There's somebody who publicized she'ein lasos noy sukkah midvarim she'ein derech lehishtamish babayis. You shouldn't use any decoration in your sukkah for something you wouldn't hang in your house. To be on ke'in taduru. Says Rav Moshe, I disagree. Teshu ke'in taduru. You look in all the places where it's mentioned in the Gemara. It has to do with the yeshiva basukka. It doesn't have to do with the chefsa shel sukkah. Teshu ke'in taduru, like we said. Teshu ke'in taduru, yeshivas keva. That's what we just said. A sukkah is diras harai. So it's just the opposite, says Rav Moshe. Your decorations, that doesn't have to be teshu ke'in taduru. Only your yeshiva, bringing in the kelim, and bringing in everything that has to do with your living in the sukkah. That's teshu, mitztar patur mana sukkah, if it's raining, and he quotes the other issues. Mitayel mishani, 14 sudos, how much you eat. Based on Teshu Kenta Duru, Abaya said the Shomer Ginos are Pardesim are Pater, Rava says, right, Koralagan, right, all the times where in our parak we had application of Teshu Kenta Duru, says their Moshe, has to do with the yeshiva basukka. The chefsa shel sukkah, just make it beautiful. Just make it beautiful. It is a chefsa that's used for a mitzvah, so hider mitzvah. Shlo shayach zel a binyan asukkah. The af lechadchila osin tefonos asukkah midram shein osin bayis kavua. Even lechadchila, you could build your sukkah with material, the walls, let's say, from material that you never use in your house. Why? Because that's not Teshu Kein Taduru. Teshu Kein Taduru only goes by the yeshiva. V'cheinu le'inyin asiyas noy v'kishutim. Shlo shayach zeh. The af mishin aragel l'kashit kosle peso. Af lo l'shabas v'yantif. Yesh lo liyapos u'l'kashle kosle sukaso. Mishum chashivas ha-mitzvah. V'hu pashut u'barur. Says Moshe, it's for sure. So, I don't understand, he says, that rabbi who publicized that you shouldn't be decorate your sukkah with items that you wouldn't use in your house, says your Moshe, is 100% fine, and it's 100% even encouraged. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili. So, how do we know this idea of making your sukkah keva? The Tanur Rabbana, Teshvil Gein Taduru. There it is. Mikan Amru, Kol Shevas Hayamim Osa Adam Sukaso Keva Ubeso Arai. Right, even we had amazing Havaminas. Remember yesterday? The Havamina that women are obligated because of Teshvil Gein Taduru. Again, it has to do with the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukka. Ketzad, how you look at him, no, you're ma'al on the sukkah. Matzos, no'os, ma'al on the sukkah. Okel, the show set, umitaya basukka, umishanin basukka, right, learn in the sukkah. Says the Gemara, really? Eini v'yama rava mikra umisna bimitalalta. Learning mikra and learning mishna. What's misna? Rashi says, tanui hashas. Dehu svara litroa. I'm sorry, the previous Rashi. Mikri umisni. Likros shevichsav ulishanos mishnayis ha'aruchos ushkuros bepeh. To review mishna. So that, bimitalalta in a sukkah, vitinuye, which we would call Gemara and Svaris and Lundis, barmi matalalta, outside the sukkah. So what do you mean? How could the Brisa say you should learn in this sukkah? The second Brisa says, well, it depends. Some learning should be outside the sukkah. Lokasha, halabigris, habiyune. It depends on the type of learning. Bikiyus or biyun, we would call it. In which direction? Machlokas Rashi, an opinion in the Ritva. Rashi says right here that if you are learning more superficial learning, so then, fine, you can do that in the sukkah. But when you're trying to have amkus, when you're trying to have lundus and svara, then you need concentration. So, inside the house, that you don't have to be in the sukkah. Rashi says, tre gavne shinun ave. Right, two dinim in learning. Lemigras Gemara Brura Lo Kvar, clear learning. So then you need the sukkah. But liyune, emphasis, right? Kvias, lundis, outside the sukkah. There is an opinion in the Ritva that says just the opposite. When you are learning, on not surface learning, chas v'shalom, but learning that does not require as much depth and amkus, that you can do outside the sukkah. But when you're learning ba'amkus, that's a kvias type of learning. So that requires the sukkah. That requires the sukkah, because that's a special, unique, deep type of learning. So that's the Habe Mikros Habe Yune. Similar, ki ha, the Rav Bar Chama, ki Abi Kaimi Mekami de Rav Chizda, when they used to go in front of Rav Chizda, Merati v'Gemara v'Hadi Adda, they used to run through the Gemara, v'Adam Ayini B'Svara, and then they were Ayini B'Svara. So you see two types of learning. First, they got the basic ideas of the Gemara, and then they sat on it and thought about it in depth. Period. Amar Rava, Mani Mishtia B'Metal Alta, cups that we use for drinking can stay in the sukkah even after you use them. Because they're not so dirty. Right? They're not ma'usin. And therefore, they can stay in the sukkah. Mani michla barmi metalalta. But like after you eat, take the place out of the sukkah. Right? It's dirty and nobody wants that in the sukkah. And therefore, you shall remove them. Chatzva vishachil barmi metalalta. These types of kalim that chatzva, as Rashi explains, is a big earthenware cod that you use to draw water or peyol. That could be in the sukkah because that's not so disgusting. Vishraga b'metalalta, and also a candle, which used to be made out of cheres, also could stay in the sukkah. V'armi lo barmi metalalta. And others say no outside the sukkah. V'lo pligi ha b'sukkah gedola ha b'sukkah ktana. Depends how big the sukkah is. What's the issue? So Machlokas, we're showing him again. One opinion is that, well, it depends how big it is, because if it's a big sukkah, then you can keep it on the side of the sukkah, you don't even notice it. It won't ruin your sukkah experience. Mashengit, if it's a small sukkah, then you'll see it there, it'll ruin your sukkah experience. The other day, Rashi quotes, and Tosfos discusses, maybe a small sukkah is a chashash sreifa. And that's why, just giving good advice, right, you shouldn't have a shraga, the candle, in a small sukkah, because of the chashash of burning down the sukkah. Yardu kashamim tana misha tisrach hamikvah shal grisin. Once the mikvah, the bowl of beans, which is a very early stage, very early, it gets ruined. Right, so already you can leave the sukkah for that. You don't have to like sit there and try to figure out is it going to get ruined? Is it not going to get ruined? Abaye havi yosef yosef kamei Rav Yosef b'metal alta. Abaye was sitting in front of Rav Yosef in the sukkah. Nashav zika v'kamais v'tzivusa. The wind came and splinters started falling down from the schach. Amar lehu Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, and the Gemara is going to say this in a minute, but Rashi already quotes from also. Rashi quotes from Arvi Psachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, the three people, Rashi says, Chayehem Einam Chayim. Three people whose life is very difficult. Rachmanim, Raschanim, Va'anine Hadas. People who have compassion on everybody and they get stepped on. People who always get angry. And Anine Hadas. People who are so, they have a certain personality that they can't stand anything. It's very hard for them. They're istinous, right? So it's hard for them to leave. So, and the Gemara says there, Rav Yosef says, that's me. So back to the Gemara. This is the Rav Yosef we're talking about. So the splinters come down. Tough Rish man. Penuli, Archai. Penuli, Mani, my Hacha. Rav Yosef says, please remove my Caleb. I need to go inside. Rav Yosef says, I need to go inside. Amar le Abaya, but 1 minute, for hot snot, misha tisra chamikba. Right? But didn't it say in the Mishnah you gotta wait a little bit until the food had been ruined? Amar le says, no, lididi, for me, kiva da anina da toy, kamisha tisra chamikba damili. Says, I'm an istinus. I'm an anine das. And for me, these splinters starting to come down, it's just like everybody else's food that is getting ruined. So, that is the Halacha. There's a problem with the Ramah. Actually, I'll read it from the Tur. The Ramah quotes the Tur here in Tuf Resh Mem. Says the Tur, Mitztair machmas haruach, o reach ra putter. Right, if it smells, if it's a really bad smell outside, or it's very, very windy and I just can't sit in the sukkah, putter, beimi lecho, beimi lishan, umisham shav chayavim, v'dafka shebalo, this is about the chola, v'dafka shebalo hatzar, b'mikra, achar sha'asa sham ha'sukkah, aval ein laso sukkah, so lechachil b'makam ha'reach, as we said, if you know it's going to smell there, don't build it there. Here we go. V'nire, she'ein kol adam yachol lomar, mitzta'er ani li putter. Ella bedaver shederech b'nei adam lehitztair bo. I can't say, you know what, I'm really uncomfortable, I'm going inside. You only have the patur of mitztair padam and a sukkah when it's something that everybody would think that is mitztair. But if it's just you, so then you don't say that. And that is in the Torah, and that's quoted here in the Ramah. It's only what most people would would think. The lo yuchal adam lomar mitzar ani el whatever she darkly adam mitzar bo. Veinam mitzar pater elam ki yinatz las woman atzar bechulu. And that is the that's the Rama. Ask the Magen Avraham on the Rama. Asks the Bach on the tour. Same question. Our Gemara. Rav Yosef says, for me, this is I'm in pain. I'm uncomfortable. So what's the tour? What's the Rama talking about? Our Gemara says it's very subjective. Explains the Bach that no, there's a difference. There's a difference because here it's not a personal, just a singular person. He's saying, I'm in this category of people. And this category of people would be mitztar in this regard. That's the emphasis of the Gemara. He says, Aname anine adas. No, I'm in this category. So that's not such purely subjective. That's why it works in this case. The Efshar Lomar says the Bach, the Gabit Tzivusa, Kol Adam Da Anina Daite, Hayayotzi Menasukka, Imaisi Tzivusa. Everybody in this category. Shederach Anini Adas Litztar Bekach, Hilkach Havilim Litztar Upater. And that's why you have to, you're right, one person, fine. But if he's in a certain category of people, and he gives another example, says the Bach, Ube Eretz Rusya. Bach lived in Poland. Uberes Rusya, Regilus hu lios kor vitsina bachaga sukkas. In Russia, it's freezing on sukkas. Vinira be'enai. And it appears to me, says the Bach, to call Adam mitsunan pater menasukka. If you're a person who always gets cold, so then you're pater. Dezen nikra mitztair. Shederech b'nei Adam mitsunanin lehitztair bakach. To be mitzvair, vein sarach lomar aniim shein lehem mabushim lahagin aleim mibnei atzina shepeturim kshi naslim atzina. Right? Don't say to poor people, oh, most people would have coats, but you don't have a coat. Or all poor people would be mitzvair in this case. So he says, as long as you're in a category of population, the Bach says that is good enough to fulfill the tour and the ramat, not a problem. And that's how it's not a raya and not a kasha from our Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabban, Haya Ochel Besukkah V'Yardu Gushamim V'Yarad. You're eating in a sukkah, which again, remember, was on the roofs, and the rain started coming down and you left. E Matrichon Asolalos. You don't have to schlep back up. Just schlep back up. You went down. Teshu Kein Taduru also. Once you left, you left. Achi Yigmar Sudaso. Till you finish the meal. If you can have another meal, so then you have to go back up. Haya Yashin Takas Asukkah V'Yardu Gushamim. If you're Yashin in a sukkah, sleeping, and the rain comes, the yarad, ain matrichon ozo lalos at she yeyar. You don't have to go back up until yeyar. Ibai lohu at she yeyar or at she yeyar. Is that with an aleph or an ayin? Is it yeyar from the word or light? That, let's say you wake up at 2 in the morning and you realize it stopped raining. You have to go back into the sukkah or not? Is it until you wake up with an ayin? Or is it until it gets light with an aleph? Tashma, ache ye or v'yala modashachar. We paskin l'kula right until it gets the morning. Tarti, what do you mean tarti? Or en amodashachar ela ache ye v'yala modashachar. No, it means you have to have both. You don't have to wake up before it gets light. There are some achronim that were machmir. They say the story about Reb Chaim or Moshe Soloveitchik. They woke him up in the middle. Oh, it's not raining. We got to go back in the sukkah. But pashtus is, like the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Gemara says, that you don't have to get up in the middle of the night. Once you go inside, then you're inside. Mashal amadar adome v'chulu, ibay luhu, mishapach lami. In the mashal, who is pouring on who? You already said the Vilna Gaon. That the Vilna Gaon said, right, it was the master pouring. So the Vilna Gaon already knew the Gemara. Mi shafach lami, tashma, ditanya, shafach lo rabo kiton alpanav. The master pours the kiton on the face, va'amar lo, e efshi bishimushech, bishimushcha. Right, I don't want your service. We're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going in the sukkah, and we are getting it thrown in our face when it rains in the sukkah. Tana Rabbana, says the Gemara. Bizman shahachama loke, when the sun is affected. Simin ra lachala olam kulo. It is a simin ra for the entire world. Mashal amadavar dome. Let's read it for a second and then we'll mention something. Mashal amadavar dome. What's the mashal? Lamela pasar vadam. Why is this here? Just like rain with a simin klalas, that's what we talk about all the other simanim having to do with nature. A king that makes a meal for his servants. He puts a light. panas, a flashlight, but he puts a big light for it for the party. Ka'as aleihem, he gets angry at them. Va'amar la'avdo, tol panas mipneihem. He says, take away the light, voshivim b'choshech, put it in the darkness. Right? That's the simon of when chama is loke. So there are those that want to suggest that what is being referred to here is a solar eclipse. Solar eclipse, when the moon is directly in between the earth and the sun, right? So that is the simin ra. That's what it means when the chama is loke. Or when the, right, when the, we'll see when the moon is loke, right? That's when the earth, right? A lunar eclipse, the earth is directly in between the sun and the moon, right? So that's what's being referred to here. Rav Yonas and Ibeshitz, it's quoted here in a number of places. I'll read it to you from Rav Yosef Engel. He assumes that's not true. Because those are natural occurrences. Natural occurrences, you're going to say, that's not a simin ra, that's part of nature. It says, no. And also, if the sun is covered up, would we use the phrase of the sun is loke? No, it's like you put a cover in front of the sun. Nothing happened to the sun, you just can't see the rays of the sun. You wouldn't say that's cool, bizman she'achama loke. It's not loke, it's our vision of the sun is loke. So says Rav Yonas and Ibeshitz in the Aras Dvash, the Gilyoni Ashas here quotes it, that no, it must be talking about some other time when there are like black splotches on the sun itself, when the sun itself would not be showing its rays properly. That's what's being referred to. Avol yadua mashakaz of Chazal, b'shil dalet onos hama'oros lokin, the ena kavana kamo shechashvu rabim, shehu kederos shamashi v'yirechi, shechoshvin oso azman v'rego mukamo lafi ma'alach v'tiv sivuvam. It's not what you can figure out based on, you know, orbits. Ki ze be'emes ba lafi cheshbon, v'eino be'emes likui hama'oros. That's not a where the ma'oros are affected. Ki yim yasa adam mechitza b'fnei ner, shelo yavik oro. If you put something to block a candle, v'chize likui l'ner, is the candle really affected? V'alo aner doli kedarko. You're just putting up a screen. That wouldn't be what's referring to in the Gemara. What is leaky maoros amiti? Sheyesh b'ma'oros ha'heim heder or umiyat koch pu'ulaso. K'moshe matzinu l'famim. Like once in a while we see samim shcharos, black dots. V'chadome b'shemesh v'yareach. V'oso makom hu nedar. V'ze'eno talui b'cheshbon v'siba. V'tam l'das ich v'eimas yihya. And that's not based on natural occurrences, what you could predict. Rak etzva elokim hu leprakim v'ze likui ha'ma'oro shedibru bo chazal v'ze sheba ba'avon yoshvei ha'aretz. That is what Rabbi Yosef Engel says right here. If you look in the Aruch Laner also quotes this Rabbi Yonatan Ibeshitz, but at the end he says, I'm not so sure. Maybe it is, even if you could predict it. After all, what did Chazal say about a rainbow? What does the Rabban say? What does Chazal say about a rainbow? It's also something natural, right? You can't know for sure, but you can know when it's sunny and when it's raining at the same time that you know to look for a rainbow, and we know that's a simin ra, right? Even though that's based on natural occurrences. So the Aruch Laner is not so convinced that this is regarding, you know, specifically something other than the the eclipses, but either way, that is it's a discussion in the Achronim, how exactly they understand this Gemara. Okay, we continue. So, when the sun is affected, it's a simin ra. Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, calls macha ma'oros lokin simin ra, also named Shal Yisrael. Whenever the ma'oros are affected, it is a simin ra, and we'll see this means the moon and the stars. It's a simin ra to the Jews. Because we are the most downtrodden, persecuted people, so we're malumed. So when we know trouble's gonna come to the world, we can assume it's gonna be us. Mashal Asofer, Shabbala Besa Sefer, it's like a teacher who comes to school, for a tzu of yado, and he's about to punish a child. Mi doeg, mi sharaga lokos, b'chol yavayamu doeg. It's the kid that usually gets in trouble that's nervous. Oh, I bet I did it again. Right? Obviously, a teacher has to be objective. Can't jump to conclusions. Oh, I'm sure it was so and so. No, but, that's who's nervous. When the sun is affected, it's a simin ra to the idol worshippers, right? Because they worship the sun, And that's why they're affected. Levana loke simin ra, simin shei Yisrael. The moon, that's us. Why? Because the Rishi Yisrael moon in the Levana, because that's exactly what we count towards. Loke, remember, just keep in mind the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah. We have the Mishnah Avodah Zarah, noon dalet or so, where the Mishnah there discusses that the philosophers asked some of the, I think it was the Ziknei Romi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Avodah Zarah, so why doesn't he remove Avodah Zarah? For example, the sun, right? Why is it that the sun stays existent if people worship it? So what did the Ziknei Romi say? Just because a couple of fools misuse nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change nature. I'm going to change nature. The Gemara there says, all natural events. If somebody steals grain, the Gemara says, and plants it, shuras hadin, it shouldn't grow. Because it was stolen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change nature. Asidin litin asadin. Nature will be nature, and asidin litin asadin. So through here, right, the sun and the sun is worshipped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change it. Maybe he'll give some simanim in its orbit and how it shines, but he's not going to change the nature. Loket avaita, loket b'mizrach, if it's affected on the east, simin ra liyoshe mizrach, b'mayrif, simin ra liyoshe mayrif, b'emtza harakiyah, simin ra l'chol olam kulo. Simin ra after everybody. Panav, domin ladam, if it becomes, it gets a reddish hue, chereb ala olam. Lisak, a different type of color, Rashi says it's close to black. Chitzei ra'av ba'in la'olam, right? The famine. Lazu, chereb v'chitzei ra'av ba'in la'olam. All these bad signs. Laka b'knisaso, per'anis shoel lavo. If it gets affected in the morning as it comes, b'knisaso, I'm sorry, b'knisaso means right before shkia, as it's going into, meaning going, leaving, per'anis shoel lavo. That means per'anis is going to be delayed. Meaning you have the whole day, all the way at the end. B'yitziyasa, right when it comes out and starts shining, memeheres lavo, that means it's going to come quickly. V'yesh omrim chilaf advarim. So let's say the opposite. If it's at the beginning of the day, or at the end of the day, right? Beginning of the day, you have a lot of time the rest of the day. If it's the end of the day, you have no time left. So, machlokes, which is the real simon? If you're going to Beis Halevi and Miket says this is why Paro had two dreams. V'avhishanos hachalom pa'amayim, because memar lakim lasoso. He wanted to cover both the beginning of the night dream and the end of the night dream. And that's why he says it both, because of this, to the Beis Halevi, because of this Gemara. Right? That it's gonna happen quickly, and no matter what you say about quickly, you know, it's both. There is no nation that is ever punished by God that its gods. Loke ima. What does that mean? There are other gods? Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it means they're Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, v'chol Elohei Mitzrayim, eseh shvatim, u'bizman sheYisrael otzim etzar shel makom, en misyar, mikaleilu, and when Bnei Yisrael follow Hashem, they don't have to be nervous about any of these natural signs. Shenemar, ko amar Hashem, el derech hagoyim, al tilmadu, u'me osos hashamayim, al techasu. Don't learn from them, and then don't be scared of the osos from heaven. Ki echasu hagoyim mehema. Ovdei kochavim yechasu, v'al Yisrael, v'ein Yisrael yechasu. You don't have to be worried about it, as long as we're following what Hashem wants. Tan Rabbanan, bishvil arba dvarim chama loke. Because of four sins, the chama is affected. Al avbezdin shemeis veino nisbad kahalacha. Number one, great leaders that aren't properly eulogized. Right, properly eulogized. Great leaders. And avbezdin. V'al nara hamorasa shetzalka b'yir ve'moshiyala. Women are abused and there's nobody to save them. Vein Moshiyala, when somebody should save them. V'yal Mishkav Zachor, on that Avera. V'yal Shnei Achin, Shenishpach Damim Ke'echad. And when two brothers are, Nishpach Damim Ke'echad, are murdered. Meaning there's a murder in one area, and Shrichas Damim is light in people's eyes. Right? Different Averas. U'bishval Arba Dvarim Ma'oros Lokin. And on four Averos, the Ma'oros, meaning the moon and the other constellations. Al Kosvei Plaster. All those who write forged documents, v'yal me'ide eidu sheker, and those who testify falsely, v'yal magadle behema daka be'eretz Yisrael, which is an issa d'rabbanan, right? Because of chashash gzeila, v'yal kotze eilanos tovos, and those who cut down good trees, right? Rashi says here, what is this? Very important Rashi for the Baal Tashla sugya, which we had a daf be'in shir about months ago. We had a daf be'in shir last night about the halomi Torah potter ben a mitzvah. So that's feel free to listen. So the third to last line of Rashi, Shem Mashchisin Hain, you destroy God's trees, v'nirin keboatin ba'kadosh baruch hu, u'bibirchaso shemashpia tuvo. You're rejecting God's goodness, right? The big chakira in Baal Tashchis, how much is it about destroying something that you could get benefit from? The result, how much is it just being boeit in God's goodness? Just that act, right? So Rashi here is saying the latter. Rashi in Tainus Daf Chaf on the base has both opinions. Weiter. Obishol dal dvarim nichse balabayim bali batim nimsor lamalchus for four activities. The assets of Balabatim are taken away by the government. Almashi shtaros peruin, if you hold on to paid up shtaros so that you can collect again in the future. V'almavei beribis, if you lend with interest. V'al shahaya safik biyadam limchos v'lomichu, and any types of cases where they could have protested ovrei averos and they did not. V'lomichu. V'al shaposkim staka barab and they don't know. People who say they're going to give staka, they want the covid and they don't give. They don't give. We have to fulfill our promises. Amar Rav, Bishul Arba Dvarim, Nichse Balabatim, Yotzin L'Timayon. Same kind of idea. For the four activities, the assets of Balabatim are lost. Timayon. Al Koshe Schar Socher, people who delay paying their workers. V'al Oshke Schar Socher, and people who just don't legamre, don't pay their workers. V'al Shepar, and all of these are mitzvos. But they are mitzvos that are serious issues. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu brings special punishments for it. People who don't fulfill their own responsibilities, but they try to put it onto their friends. Meaning, if we have a responsibility, don't push it off. And on haughtiness of spirit. Haughtiness of spirit, Rashi quotes, because he wants to connect this, obviously, to the others, Bishvil Oshran, somebody who thinks of themselves as higher than their friends because of their financial status. The gazas aruah keneged kulam. The gazas aruah keneged kulam. Avo ba'anavim ksiv, ba'anavim yirshu aretz, v'his angu al rov shalom. Anavim will be, the humble ones will inherit the earth, v'his angu al rov shalom, and they will enjoy themselves in a peaceful world. This is just a couple of related simanim. We'll got into this because of the Mishnah that speaks about the simon of rain. By the way, this is also why we don't daven for rain on Sukkot, right? The first Mishnah in Tainus. We don't start davening for rain or Mashav Ruach Mar Nagashem until the end, right? Even though the day is earlier, but we did because simon kala b'chag. Simon kala b'chag, we don't want it to rain, so we're not going to be asking for rain until the end of Sukkot. Okay, Hadron al-Chayashan, Beth Hashem, tomorrow we'll start off the next parak. Let's just read the first line. Want the Satan to say we finished the parak and didn't start. Lulav HaGazel V'Hayavesh Pasol. The famous parak of Lulav HaGazel. A stolen lulav and a dried out lulav is pasol. Rabosai, we have made it to the Dalet Minim. Right? We have discussed the structure of the sukkah. We have discussed the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. And now we are about to get into a new world. The mitzvah of the Dalet Minim. The four minim, as we know, is one big fat mitzvah. The next couple of prakim, we'll be talking about the mitzvah of dalet minim. Okay, we'll stop here.